Moving on to crime fiction. On Cringilla Hill is set in the bandlands of Port Kembla, the industrial heartland of Wollongong. Cringilla is a cultural melting pot full of migrant workers who have lost their jobs at the steelworks or the port. When a young boy is killed in a targeted shooting there, his mates on the street, Jimmy and Piggy, who witnessed the crime, are rattled. But they also need to protect their new venture, a fledgling drug business. Detective Gordon Winter's investigation reveals hidden bonds of loyalty and secrets that threaten both his professional and personal life. And how does all this tie up with the sexual assault on Luz Solomona, the most beautiful girl in town? This is a slow burn, big on place and atmosphere, a bit short on plot and pace, that reminded me of the film The Combination. In One Boy Missing, Detective Bart Moy is back in the country town where his elderly, cantankerous, ailing father lives when a boy goes missing. But it seems no one has reported a missing child. Moy keeps looking. He has lost a son of his own. What I liked about this is that it's not just a crime novel. It's also a thoughtful meditation on father-son relationships and a really subtle exploration of what it means to come back to a small place where everyone knows you and your business. If you like literary fiction that has a dark comic tone, distinguished art critic Peter Timms reveals a sharp talent for fiction with Asking for Trouble, his astringent debut novel in which school bullying turns into something with far-reaching consequences. The story is told through the eyes of Harry Bascom. He's a shy boy with a not-quite-right-in-the-head brother, a highly strung mother and an ineffectual father. He's no good at sports and he has few friends. He'd rather forget his childhood, but now a nosy researcher for a history programme about a murder case comes calling, forcing Harry to remember what he would rather forget and to attempt to put things right. What makes this such a satisfying read is the combination of well-observed characters and period detail, the evocation of the 50s and its social conventions, the paranoia about communism, the excitement around the Olympics, and the innovation of television, and Harry's vinegary point of view. Last but not least, I'm going to say what everyone else is going to say about When Mr. Dog Bites. This novel does for Tourette's what Mark Haddon's The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime did for Asperger's. Dylan Mint is a wonderfully realised creation, a boy with a fruity turn of phrase and a great attitude. He also has Tourette's. Of course, he gets the wrong end of the stick about a lot of adult things, and these misunderstandings provide playful, funny, bittersweet plot twists and turns, but it's his preteen personality with its hormonal surges and involuntary outbursts of obscenity that make this such an entertaining read. For more titles, check out the Buzz newsletter and let me know via our Facebook page what you've enjoyed. Happy reading until next month.